our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and let's begin our broadcast today with a word of prayer. If you care to join us and can, feel free to do so. Let us pray. Our Father and our God who art in heaven, we come into thy sanctified presence once again with grateful hearts that you have spared our lives to this present moment. And as we delve into thy word today, may we realize that it can bring light to our life. For through the Holy Spirit, to thy teachers of old, the teaching has come down to us through the canyon of years, that the entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple, or to those who are unlearned. And fathers, we delve into thy word today, may we realize that there's a benefit that can be gained by both young and old alike, realizing that there are no barriers of age as far as you are concerned. The young can learn from thy word, being taught by those who are older, and then as they grow up, they can pass on the teaching to their offspring. And so it is a continual point with young and old alike, teaching thy word, not alone in what they say, but also in what they do. We're glad for this broadcast and the opportunity to sound forth the truth of God's word to many. Be with those who are sick, be with those who mourn the loss of loved ones, and be with our nation and nations of the world, Father, and may the leaders of nations see the impact of thy teaching in the lives of thy children. And may peace first be gained by each individual coming to thee, and then seeing clearly to live at peace with their fellow man. Be with us now in this proclamation, this we humbly ask in Jesus' name, and amen. I'm sure many of you have had the experience of driving your car along a highway and coming to a city or town, and being impressed as you went down the streets of that city or town by the tall houses, 2.5, 3 stories high, that have stood there for many, many years. I always think of those houses as being a great house, and I've wondered about the many things that have transpired throughout the years within the walls of that house. Recently, I was taking a journey through the country, came to a town I'd never been in before, and saw a number of those great houses. And I remember seeing a sign on the street corner that said, "The Great House." I don't really know what the history was behind that house, but it made me think of what the Word of God had to offer and what Paul, as an apostle, wrote to the man he called his son in the faith. I want to read it to you on the broadcast today, for I think it speaks of a great house that we want to talk about for a short while. From 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, we have the following reading. Paul says to Timothy, "These things write I unto you, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." So the great house, the house of God, is the church of the living God. You know, it might be said as you listen to this broadcast that we're placing a great deal of emphasis upon the church, but nowhere more emphasis upon the church than truly in the Christian life. For in the light of the Bible, I think you can check this out and find it to be true. I know that you'll find it to be true. That one who obeys the gospel of Jesus Christ is then added by the Lord personally to the church. Isn't it a wonderful thing to realize that the same one that takes our sins away when we obey the gospel is the same one who adds us to his church? And with no reflection upon the conviction of many who listen to the broadcast today, there's a wonderful assurance to realize that the church I'm talking about, the house of God, is indeed that which is not made by the temporal hands of men. Just as the body that we possess is made possible by the great plan of God, so the church, the body of Jesus Christ, of which we can all be a part, was truly made by the God of heaven. Jesus purchased it with his own blood, according to Acts 20 and 28, and every person that obeyed the gospel in the first century, and this is just as true today as it was then, was added by the Lord to the church. Now, sometimes people look at the church from the standpoint of saying, "Well, I believe there's a lot of churchianity being offered in the world today and not enough Christianity." Well, I know that when you're talking about human denominationalism, when you're talking about the ideas of men, regardless of how honest they may be, there may be a lot of emphasis upon churchianity. But whether you want to call it churchianity or not, I have to call it Bible. Because I know Jesus said in Matthew 16 and 18, I will build my church. And he told us that he would build that church upon a solid foundation. Just the foundation upon which your life as a Christian and my life as a Christian is built. I was looking the other day at Ephesians, the second chapter, where it's talking about what Jesus Christ did at the cross. Then I found this passage in verse 20 of Ephesians 2, where he reminded the Christians, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that they were built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. The picture might be given today as we think of those buildings that we've seen that are great, the great house. Supposing I would have stopped my car at the gate and walked through that gate, up and knocked upon the door or rang the doorbell, and eventually had an opportunity of going into that house. I am sure that if I'd been greeted with hospitality, that I'm sure I'd found a great many things in that house. I remember one time in the Flint Hills of Kansas going to a small community where as I came on the porch of this house, I smelled there were cucumber pickles that were being prepared in the kitchen. And I remember this very quaint older lady who came to the door, and after a few words in conversation, she asked me to come in to visit with her. You see, I'd been interested in her community because of its historical value. And I thought as I talked to her and the time passed at her little house in the Flint Hills of Kansas, that truly that which might have been considered to be non-essential by many people who went that way, I found to be very essential. You know, the same principle might be true as far as the house of the Lord is concerned. People may say today we can obey the gospel, and then we could join the church of our choice. And yet I want to say, friends, that those words are not found in the Bible. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to in any way grind an axe on this broadcast today. I'm not trying in any way to be your final judge or to say that you do not have a conviction. But when you can become a part of a great house, when you can become a part of a spiritual body by obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ, I'll take that over a human body any time. You know, it's like a lady told me one time when I was visiting with her in Indiana. She said it occurred to me when I was reading the Bible the other day that that's going to be the book, the criteria, the standard that's going to judge us at the final day. And she said, I thought that it would be a terrible thing to realize that all the human dogmas, all the human arrangements of men, all the institutions that men have brought into existence with all well-meaning purpose, these things will not stand at the bar of judgment. Yes, every human document, every human teaching, every council and every conference that has prepared what Christians are to believe, this will not be at the bar of judgment. The 20th chapter of Revelation mentioned about that book being opened, the books being opened, and also a book of life being opened. And we will be judged according to our works in this life by that criteria or standard. What does this all have to do with the great house? Well, we truly as Christians are built upon that foundation of Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone with the apostles and prophets in that foundation. We become a part of that family circle. We become a part of Jesus Christ, and we live and we function in the house of the Lord. Remember how David put it 1,000 years before Christ came to this earth? After he talked in that 23rd Psalm about us walking through the valley of the shadow of death and fearing no evil, and after he talked about the table that was prepared in the presence of my enemies, and how that we would triumph with our head being anointed with oil, and then he said, surely goodness and mercy was going to be with us all the days of our life, and we would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm led to believe since Jesus died to purchase the church, and the church is looked upon as being the house of God, not a physical building, but a spiritual building, that we become a part of that, that it'll be a wonderful thing to realize that we can continue on serving Him faithfully until our life is over. and then truly go to a greater house beyond this veil of tears. You know, if you can't see this in the Scripture today, we ask you that you ponder it diligently. This subject, I realize, could be quite controversial, but we are offering it not as a teaching on personalities, but a personal teaching from God's Word that can benefit you. Why don't you check out the Scriptures? Why don't you offer your questions if you have them to us? We'll be glad to consider them. Just a card or letter sent to the congregation that brings you this broadcast, or to the station to which you're listening, will eventually get to us, and we'll be glad to answer that question if we possibly can. So when you drive down the street of a town or a city, and you see a great house, do not alone think of its physical structure, but think of what we've told you on the broadcast today, the spiritual house of God. Are you a part of it today? Have you been saved from your past sins? Are you serving within the bounds of the Apostles' doctrine, serving Him faithfully in this life, that you might live with Him in the life to come? It's been good to be with you on the broadcast again today. It's always good to come into your family circle. I trust not alone will you open the door of your house, but also the door of your heart to this teaching. You know, you have an opportunity this week of attending the service of the Church of Christ that brings you this broadcast. You're welcome regardless of what you believe or do not believe. Why not come with your Bible and your entire family and sit down and study the Word of God with us? Tell a friend and neighbor about the broadcast and be with us next time as we consider once again another timely topic for troubled times.